Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. Having a wonderful weekend out there. I know it's a little cold. However, the snow is beautiful and I'm ready for the mountain. Yes. Hey, are you friends? Listen, you can follow our show on Facebook at the Flathead Home Show. It's pretty simple. And you can also go to kjjr.com to check out some of the past shows. There's been some awesome ones. In fact, we're right in the middle of this awesome series right now called How to Prepare for Deep, Deep Winter. And I still don't have the sound effect button, man. What's up with that? We're not a low-budget show here. There's the deep, deep winter. That's that Arctic freeze, because that's what I'm feeling some of these days. Listen, so we've had some great speakers, great guests talking about how to best prepare your home and actually when you should best prepare your home, because it's a little late to turn off the exterior, you know, hose faucet when it's already frozen. So we talked about that a couple of shows ago. We're talking about insulation. We're talking about all kinds of great things that you can do for your home to take care of it and best serve it. And then we took a break last weekend, and I brought in my good friend Tanya, who's with the Flathead Warming Center, and I wanted to talk to her about this fantastic event that she and a few people put together called Dancing with the Stars, Souls of the Flathead Dancing with the Stars, and I wanted to just recap and see what that meant to her. And that happened last September, and we learned last weekend that that's now becoming a great annual event in this community. So stay tuned for that, friends. We're going to talk about that as we approach that as well. And if you didn't get to get in last time, you're going to want to bookmark it for next time, because that was such a fantastic and very beautiful event. Then I got to thinking, after we did that show, I want to hear from Tanya on how the Warming Center prepares for deep, deep winter, because I imagine there's a few things that they do that they have that they get to do that might go a little bit beyond just preparing your home. So before we bring her back to the show, I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Tanya, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
We didn't let you go very far, did we?
No.
Like literally to the parking lot, pulled you back in. It's kind of like the old cane on the stage, pulling her back in. Because we want to talk to you a little bit more. You've got this building on Meridian, and it was a few years ago that you and a few other people put together some funds and bought the building. In fact, I remember just specifically because being a realtor in the community, and I remember that being an empty building, I had a buyer for that. We just were a little slow to the game, and you guys bought it. And I'm like, then I found out why you bought it. I'm like, oh, that's definitely awesome. So I'm not bitter at all. However, that's what's fun. That's kind of the competitive, cooperative fun that we get to have as realtors. Yet, I'm aware Luke, I know Luke pretty well, and you guys put together, you functioned prior in a church, correct?
Correct.
And the purpose, remind us, the Flathead Warming Center is?
Emergency shelter through the winter time. We also do things in the summertime as well, but through the winter time to basically save lives.
Yeah. Low barrier.
Low barrier.
That was a term, a defining term for me when I heard of this effort that really made the difference.
Low barrier means come as you are.
Yeah.
People who are struggling with homelessness a lot of times have barriers that would keep them out of shelter or out of homes.
Yeah.
And, but that doesn't mean that people need to freeze. And so low barrier is taking those barriers away.
Yeah.
And it is a person's behavior once they're inside that determines their stay.
Yeah.
Not any of those barriers that they might have.
You know what I like about the term low barrier? It really compels one to see the true person, it's not a label anymore.
Yeah. Come as you are.
Come as you are.
Mm-hmm. You know? And that's the best way to help people is to meet them where they're at.
Yeah. I love that. Total heart moment there. And what was cool is my crew and I, we were able to, while walls were being erected, you know, and we brought food trucks out there. We brought our small army and we were out there painting and building bunk beds. There's a couple of those beds in there that yours truly built.
Absolutely.
In fact, there's a locker in there that has mine and my wife's name on and proud to be there.
Sponsors. Yes, yeah. Thanks.
Which was cool. I thought that was actually, you know, I'm somewhat of a marketer, you know, there's a whole marketplace that I play in and I get to have fun coming up with creative ideas and new ways to do things. And when it was a ribbon cutting moment and I was out there talking and I heard, in fact, I was reading the cue card saying, and you can, you know, sponsor by buying a locker. And I thought, that's a really great idea. I want to buy a locker.
You know, there shouldn't be a divide between, oh, this is the homeless and this is us. in any way that we can pull that together, because we are all in this together. And even just having people to sponsor lockers, you know, the individual that uses the locker that has your name on it as a sponsor.
You know, a good friend of mine, Bob Helder, executive director of Habitat for Humanity, you know, also in the housing industry, also in the, let's just call it home industry, right? Serves a different sect, or, you know, just another, let's call it color on the spectrum. Bob shared with me one time that for most people, tragically, they're only one tragic event or one paycheck away from homelessness.
It can happen to any of
us. It can happen to any of us.
And when you get to know the people that we serve at the Warming Center and hear their stories, it's not too far away from our homes.
At the gala event that we talked about last weekend, when Tripp's story was shared, that became really real to me.
Yeah.
Because I heard his story and I thought, oh yeah, no way. And then he became homeless. And I thought, oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. It can happen to any of us, which is why it's important that you're there. Hey, Tanya, when we get back, though, the purpose of our series right now is to talk about how to prepare for deep, deep winter. And I want to hear what the Warming Center does on an annual or regular basis on how they prepare for deep, deep winter, because I might have a wonder if there's a way that we can help. We got to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to go there. Is that okay?
Yes.
My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. It's the Flathead Warming Home Show. How about that? We're a little warmer this weekend. In the studio with me, Tanya Horn of the Flathead Warming Center. And if you want to follow along, Flathead Home Show on Facebook, or you can go to Flathead Warming Center and join them on Facebook, follow their efforts, follow their mission, find them at flatheadwarmingcenter.org. And I learned last weekend, there's those cool photos from the Dancing with the Stars, Souls of the Flathead Dancing with the Stars gala event. And there's some really awesome photos of some of your local celebrities just having a blast on the stage. However, Tanya, it's winter and you're in business. And I'm kind of curious, as a business, as it functions, how do you prepare for deep, deep winter? Obviously, you have a season, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So when does the Warming Center open?
We opened first part of October. This year we opened on World Homeless Day, which was October 10th.
Okay.
And to prepare for winter, it may look a little different, in some ways the same.
Yeah.
You know, we do get out the ice melt and we do get out the shovels.
Sure, sure.
But there's other things to think about, because we are dealing with individuals who don't have homes.
Yeah.
And that preparing for winter is a little different for individuals who don't have homes.
Yeah.
We think a lot about things like socks. You and I in a home might not think much about socks, but socks are so very important for our homeless guests through the winter time.
Mm.
You have to be able to keep your feet warm and dry. That's your modes of transportation. And you really learn that when you see someone take a frozen sock off their foot.
Oh my goodness, sure.
Socks are so very, very important.
Yeah.
So some of those basic needs of helping individuals, but also how we prepare for winter is community. Community stepping up. We're funded by the community. It is amazing to see the amount of support that walks through the door of the Warming Center.
Yeah.
Bringing soap, shampoo, bringing laundry detergent, bringing hand warmers, gloves, coats.
Mm.
And it's a pretty constant flow because the need is so great.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good... Thank you for sharing that. That's a very... I immediately went there thinking, okay, so would it be beneficial if we organized sock drives or coat drives, or like you said, like little toiletry items, soaps and shampoos and things like that? Is that something that the community can do on a regular basis for you?
Absolutely. Okay. Right now, our biggest needs are men's coats.
Okay.
Larger sizes, men's coats, and gloves, always gloves, and hand warmers.
Yeah.
Hand warmers are so very important. Our guests, we can hand them out to them, and that helps them to survive throughout the day.
Sure.
For when they come back at night.
Yeah, so let's paint this picture here. The warming center opens daily, yet it's not open 24 hours, right? Like there's a time where you have to turn the beds and things like that?
6 o'clock at night is when the doors open.
Okay.
And we're open until 10 o'clock the next day. And a lot happens within that time. It's not just sleeping. That is a big part.
Sure.
But also we have our community resources that come into the warming center to work with individuals like job service.
Oh, okay, cool.
Shepherd's Hand Medical Clinic comes in. We have haircuts inside the warming center. A lot of resources to help people gain the resources and tools that they need to move beyond homelessness.
Yeah, wow. Oh, that's it's great. So it's more than a bed.
Absolutely. It is.
You're more than a hotel.
Oh, absolutely.
Full service.
But so much more than just that wraparound service piece. What makes that work is relationships.
Yeah.
And all of that has to start with relationships. And that's what we really try to work very hard on. Building relationships and building community inside the warming center.
Yeah, I had a feeling that when I was listening to these stories, especially at the wonderful event that you put on late September, there is a community. It's a micro community there. They get to know each other.
Absolutely.
And support one another.
It is so important. You know, it's a population that doesn't have a lot of opportunity to participate in community, to give back to community, to really feel like they're a part of something. And when they can do that, that really changes everything. Individually, there may be things to be alarmed about with individuals' behaviors.
Sure.
But as a community, the homeless population as a community, it's amazing. They really take care of each other.
That's powerful.
And I have to tell you about standing at the door when we open. If we don't have enough beds for that night, that is the moment that we see the greatest humanity that I've ever seen. And that is individuals stepping out of line so that another individual, maybe a female or maybe someone with a disability, can have a bed.
Oh my gosh.
Meaning that that individual will be out in the cold that night. And we see that almost nightly because the need is greater than the beds that we have.
Okay. All right. So there's not a dry eye listening to the show right now. Thank you for that, Tanya. However, that also illustrates the impeccable need. So community, what I heard here, and I know we've got to wrap up. However, we'll have to chat with you again in the future. What I hear is that the Flathead Warming Center prepares for deep, deep winter with you as a community. I love it. Hey, Tanya, thank you so much.
Thanks for
all that
me.
You do. You bet. Hey, Flathead, be safe, be well, have fun, and stay warm out there. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.